KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. On high school boys basketball around the area last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak down in Kemper Catholic, 61-57. Corner Conference tournament action saw Stanton beat Griswold 56-47 and Fremont Mills a winner over Stanton 77-27. Also from the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over Missouri Valley 69-50. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Southwest Valley by a final of 82-34. And another non-conference action around the region last night, AHSTW, a winner over Earlham, 75-47. It was Tri-Center beating Shenandoah, 75-37. Logan Magnolia beating West Monona, 63-48, while East Union beat Orient Maxburg, 61-37. That was boys' hoops. In girls' high school basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Red Oak, 55-44. In the Corner Conference Tournament, Fremont Mills, a winner over Essex, 59-32. East Mills beating Griswold by a final of 48-31. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer beating Missouri Valley, 51-8. In non-conference action last night, it was AHSTW over St. Albert, 64-56. Tri-Center beating Shenandoah, 52-49. East Union over Orient Maxburg, 49-31. And Glidden-Ralston, a 50-34 winner over Ogden in action last night. Well, the Associated Press Boys High School basketball poll this week shows Cedar Falls on top in Class 4A with Waukee and Johnston at 2 and 3 this week. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is up one notch. They're at number 8 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Pella stays at number 1. Carroll stays at number 2 this week with Davenport Assumption in at number 3. Also, Glenwood checks in at number 10 in this week's Class 3A poll. In the Class 2A poll, Boyden Hall is number 1 with Dyke New Hartford number 2. AHSTW moves up a spot there at number 3 in the most recent poll. Also in Class 1A, North Lynn is top rated with Lake Mills number 2. Martinsdale St. Mary's is rated 3rd in this week's poll. Well, in top 25 men's college basketball polling, the Associated Press top 25 has Iowa up one spot this week as they flop with Texas this week. Gonzaga is at number 1 with 62 first place votes. Baylor got the other two first place votes. They're ranked number 2, both those teams undefeated. Villanova comes in at 3rd this week with Iowa switching spots with Texas. Iowa's in at number 4 this week, while Texas right behind the Hawkeyes, they're in at number 5. Tennessee, Michigan, Houston, Kansas, and Wisconsin round out the top 10. Creighton is in at number 11. Texas Tech is at number 12. West Virginia 14th. Ohio State is 15th. Minnesota is ranked 17th. Missouri 19th, while Illinois is at number 22 in this week's poll. Well, Michigan State is postponing its game this weekend against number 22 Illinois, moving a third straight basketball game due to a COVID-19 outbreak within Coach Tom Izzo's program. Izzo made the announcement Monday, a day after one additional player and two non-coaching staff members tested positive for the coronavirus. Last week, three players tested positive, and that led the Spartans to postponing games at number 4 Iowa and against Indiana. Vanderbilt women's basketball program has decided just to end its season with the Commodores struggling with a depleted roster. The Commodores were 4-4. The start of their season had three cancellations, and they've played two games since having a game canceled and two others postponed. They lost on Sunday at number 12 Kentucky, 80-73. Vanderbilt's roster has been thinned by COVID-19 issues, opt-outs, injuries, a player with myocarditis, and another recovering from an ACL injury. The Commodores join a growing list of women's basketball teams that have decided to stop playing. That now includes Duke, SMU, Virginia, and San Jose State. UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma says playing the NCAA tournament this year is a fiscal necessity for most schools. The Hall of Famer was responding to comments by Baylor coach Kim Mulkey, who said she believes the college basketball season will continue despite the COVID-19 pandemic because of the almighty dollar. Auriemma said most schools can't afford to lose the money generated by the NCAA tournament for a second consecutive year. He said he also believes most players, coaches, and school administrators are in favor of completing the season. The Iowa Hawkeye women used a 17-2 fourth quarter run to beat Purdue 87-81 yesterday as the Hawkeyes snapped a two-game losing skid.
You know, I was really pleased with the way we closed the game tonight. We went on a 17-2 run, you know, from the 5-minute mark when we were down 6 to about the 18-second mark. So that was a great run on both ends of the court.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter. Caitlin Clark led Iowa with 26 points, and McKenna Warnock added 19 as the Hawkeyes improved to 5-3 in the Big Ten.
I thought McKenna Warnock had just a great game. You know, she shot 5-for-5 from the field, 2-for-2 from three-point range, has 8 rebounds, including 3 offensive rebounds, a couple of assists. So I was really happy with McKenna's night.
The Hawkeyes are 9-3 overall. They'll visit Maryland on Thursday night. The women's AP top 25 this week has Louisville on top, with NC State number 2, UConn at number 3, South Carolina and Stanford round out this week's top 5. Maryland is number 7, Baylor 9, Michigan 11, Indiana 16th, Ohio State 17th, Northwestern at 21st, and Iowa State jumps into the poll this week. The Cyclones are in at number 24 in this week's women's poll. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week and the Player of the Week honor roll. According to the conference on Monday, Clark has been named Freshman of the Week 7 times this season. Every week the Hawkeyes have played, Clark has tallied 12 Big Ten weekly honors on the year, including the 7 Freshman honors, 3 Big Ten Player of the Week honors, and 2 Player of the Week honor roll nods. The West Des Moines native recorded her 4th career double-double and 9th 20-point game in the Hawks' overtime loss against number 15 Ohio State. She had 27 points and pulled down 10 rebounds to accomplish the feat and added 5 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal against the Buckeyes. The Hawkeyes hosted Purdue yesterday. The Iowa State women's basketball team swept the Big 12 weekly awards, with Ashley Jones earning her 3rd Big 12 Player of the Week honor of the season and Emily Ryan garnering her 2nd Freshman of the Week award. The Cyclones went 2-0 on the week, taking down the Big 12's 2 remaining undefeated teams in conference play in Oklahoma State and Baylor, snapping the Lady Bears' 61-game home win streak. Jones left her mark on the national stage as she helped Iowa State to a win at number 6 Baylor in Waco Saturday. She took over in the 4th quarter, scoring 14 of her 27 points with 6 rebounds in the 4th quarter to give Iowa State the edge. Jones' effort on the week didn't stop there. She had 30 points and 15 boards against Oklahoma State. Ryan was stellar on the week for the Cyclones as she engineered the Iowa State offense to 2 big wins. She started off the week with 9 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists against Oklahoma State. She followed that up with 15 points, 5 boards, and 3 assists against Baylor. Iowa State returns to the court today to take on Oklahoma. University of Iowa freshman punter Tori Taylor was named to the 2020 Football Writers Association of America Freshman All-America Team. Taylor, the 23-year-old from Melbourne, Australia, is Iowa's 4th FWAA Freshman All-American in school history and the 5th Australian to earn FWAA Freshman All-American honors. Taylor became the first Hawkeye and the first freshman to be named punter of the year in the Big Ten, as he led the all-FBS freshman in punting average and ranked 19th in the country. The first team all-Big Ten selection booted 9 punts of 50 yards or longer, downed 18 inside the opponent's 20-yard line, and had only 1 touchback in 40 attempts. Iowa's 42.9 net punting average was tops in the Big Ten and 4th in the nation. Taylor was also named Freshman All-America by 24/7 Sports and second team All-America by The Athletic. Tennessee has fired football coach Jeremy Pruitt, 2 assistants, and 7 members of the Volunteers recruiting and support staff for cause after an internal investigation found what the university chancellor called serious violations of NCAA rules. Chancellor Donde Plowman said Pruitt was responsible for overseeing the program. Tennessee had been conducting an internal investigation since at least the middle of November into allegations of recruiting violations. Tennessee will be looking for its 4th different coach since the Vols last won the Southeastern Conference Eastern Division title. Pruitt's team went 3-7 last season. And the NFL will not allow in-person workouts for the scouting combine for health and safety precautions because of COVID-19. The league informed teams on Monday that any workouts will take place on the individual pro days on college campuses. Interviews of prospects and psychological testing and assessments will be done virtually. The league is working with club physicians and athletic trainers to obtain comprehensive medical information on each of the invited prospects. The plan will likely involve a combination of virtual interviews by club medical staffs and testing done at labs and medical facilities near the invited prospects' residence. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.